Hi there. So welcome to this YouTube video. I'm always excited whenever I have the chance to connect with you guys. All right. Today I have an interesting topic. It's titled, Why Your Man Is Not Talking to You. Why Your Man Is Not Talking to You. Most women, you know, have an issue with this aspect because men just don't talk. Before I go into the gist of this particular video, I want to recommend this book titled Manual. How Men Think. All right. A lot of ladies have given me good reviews about this book. They love the book. So if you're a lady out there, you've not gotten this book, please just order it. It's available on our website and it's also available on Amazon. So please order it. It'll be a good read. What I did in that book is just to try to paint to women what goes on in man's mind. Most of the frustrations people face in relationships is because of gender differences. Most of them. Because the woman is assuming or relating with the man like he's a woman. And the man is dating with the woman like he's a man. We are both speaking our own language and not focusing on the other person's, you know, language. All right? So I recommend this book titled Manual. I'm having a lot of good reviews from the book. And some things I'm sharing today are in that book. Some of the stuff. All right. So why is your man not talking to you? It's always a big issue. Trust me. Communication, always the biggest, and it's because women and men talk or communicate differently. And women generally like to talk. You know, it's a thing for women to communicate, to talk. So, and men, on the other hand, don't talk as much. So why is your man not talking to you? I'll run through a few reasons why, and I'll tell you what some things you can also do to help him talk more. All right. So, but don't forget, if you have not subscribed to my channel, go and subscribe. Or I will stop this video here. Go and subscribe to my channel, Kings Lokonkwo, or my wife's channel, Mirza Kings Lokonkwo, or our ministry channel, LDM with PK. They are all YouTube channels. Please subscribe, turn on notification buttons, share these videos, like these videos, write a comment if there's something I missed out in the list I'm giving you, and let's know how you are being blessed by this video. So why is your man not talking to you? Number one, your man might not be talking to you because you don't listen to him. All right? He might not be talking to you because you don't listen to him. You see, sometimes because women are used to attention, women are used to communicating, they can get carried away sometimes and not be patient enough or be attentive enough, you know, to notice that their man is not talking. All right? Sometimes some people will just, because of some people's nature, they're laid back, they will not talk if they don't feel that you really want to know. All right, so it's possible you might be hanging out with your man and you're not listening to him. I don't just mean listening, I mean really paying attention. You know, it's possible to be listening and not be hearing. It's possible to be there physically and not actually be, you know, paying attention. I've been close to people some time ago, and some of them didn't even know what I did for a living. They never asked. I did all the asking. I did all the, you know, listening, but they were never interested in what I did for a living. So I had people that were friends with me for months. I didn't even know what I do. They didn't even know what my passions were. So it's possible to have somebody in your life and you're not listening. All right? You're not listening. And that's very important. All right? So maybe that's why he's not talking to you. You know, on that reason might be that, you know, because you just generally talk faster and more fluently than a man. All right? Men can be mesmerized with the way women talk, because men and women are different. Women generally process. Women have faster processors. Those of you that are in IT or anything that has to do with computer, you understand this. Women have incredibly faster processors than that of a man. So this means women talk and think at the same time. Women think and talk at the same time. You know, so you're talking too fast. You have too many words for him. He just feels, you know, he can't meet up with the level of, you know, talk that you are carrying on, and he just, you know, backs down. He just slows down. So he's not just talking, because he feels, hey, this girl talks too fast, talks too much, you know, for me. All right? Because men generally have fewer words than women. That's just how it is. Scientifically, this is proven. Even from childhood, women have more vocabulary than guys. And it continues like that. Women just talk more. Men talk not so much. Okay? That can be another reason. You know, another reason, again, might be he doesn't feel that you are listening to him, okay? Remember the first one I said, you're not listening to him. The second one, you might be listening, maybe he doesn't feel that you are listening to him, Okay, so you need to make him know. So you ask him questions, you do things, let him know that you are actually listening. Okay, number three, maybe you belittle him. All right, women, and this is interesting. This is why the Bible, when God was going to talk to men and women about marriage, he summarized principles of successful marriage for men and women in Ephesians 5. He said, look, as a man, your own concern is to give your woman love, unconditional love. That's what agape there is. Agape is not eros. I hope you know about these things, but love, English word love has different meanings, okay? So there's the eros, which is passion or sexual kind of love. There's filio, which is friendship kind of love. There's agape, which is unconditional kind of love. All right, so in Ephesians 5, God was saying, telling men, what you need to do to your wife or your woman is to give them unconditional love. Love there is not just affection. It's talking about putting her as priority, unconditionally. Now, the mistake that women make, on the other hand, the Bible now says women should respect their husbands, but women want to do it conditionally. So women want to only respect the man when he's behaving respectably. But that's not the instruction. The instruction is to respect him even when he seems he doesn't deserve it. Respect is his love language. Respect is how you actually stir him up to behave better. But in the mind of a woman, it's the opposite. The woman feels, if I'm upset with you, I can stir you up to be better by talking down at you. If I embarrass you, if I shout at you. Remember, I sit in counseling sessions with couples year in, year out. And I see women make that mistake all the time. The man is misbehaving and you think if I wash him down, if I speak down at him, he will get better. No, the opposite is the case. Speak up to him, all right? Still respect him even with his bad behavior. You will open his heart faster that way, you know, as opposed to speaking down at him. All right, I have a whole full coaching course on dealing with a difficult spouse. If you have not registered for it, something you register for, you know. So maybe you belittle him. If he always feels you belittle him, and the reason why God asked the women to respect men is because women are generally smarter than men. That's the truth. Women think faster, they process faster, they observe, they have the gift of details, they notice things that men will never notice. So it's easy for a woman to start looking down at the husband, say, you're too slow, you think, you know, you're not smart, you see, how can you do this, how can you do that? If he feels you belittle him, he won't talk with you. He'll move to where he can be respected, all right? Men follow the principle, don't go where you're tolerated, go where you're celebrated. Men follow that principle. So maybe you belittle him, that's why he's not talking to you. Another reason why he might not be talking to you is that maybe you can't separate logic from emotions. All right, this one is very important. Women generally use words to communicate feelings. Men use words to communicate facts. So this is why rarely will an argument between a man and a woman end, you know, in a conclusion. Rarely. You just get tired and both of you go. That's how it ends. Because the woman is constantly communicating her feelings, the man is constantly communicating the facts, and the man is trying to pick facts out of what the woman is saying, and the woman is trying to pick feelings out of what the man is saying. So they never can get, you know, headway. What we do in some of our counseling classes is that we have what we call the negotiation sheet. You know, the negotiation principle. So what we do in that place, we give them some forms that, you know, that they are going to fill. And part of what they write in that form is, what is your perspective about this issue? And what is your wife's perspective or your spouse's perspective about the issue? By the time we read everything out, you find out that the whole argument was not even about the same topic. All the time it happens. Because when they're busy talking, they can't decipher the fact that we're not even talking about the same thing. The man might be talking about how she spoke to him, but the woman is talking about what the issue happened. Now, why did you not come to pick me? That's her own issue. The man's issue is that, why would you talk to me like that? And you, by the time they're arguing, you would think they're talking about the same thing, only to find out that the discussion was never about the same issue. How can you get success when it wasn't about the same issue? So, as a woman, you need to, well, we'll get there as we go on. You need to know how to differentiate your feelings from the facts. When you're talking to a man, especially when you're already having communication challenges, you need to be careful about just talking on the emotional zone, because he's not emotional, he's speaking facts. When a woman says, you don't love me anymore, the man is busy debating. How can I say I don't love you? Didn't I buy you shoes last year? Didn't I pay the rent? You know, but what she's just trying to say is that I don't feel loved. And all he needs to do is to give assurance of love, but he's debating because he's following the facts. All right, so sometimes a man doesn't talk because he feels you are not separating, you know, the emotions from the facts. Okay. Another reason why your mom might not be talking to you is that he is, you know, I don't know what word to use, but he's jacked up. He's pressured. What does this mean? A man and a woman in a heated conversation, their blood rates are different. Their heart rates are different. There's a study to this effect. They found out that even when there's a serious conversation or argument going on, a woman's heart rate is still at the same level. But a man's one is about at 99 every second or something like that, 99 beats. It's very high. So most times, this is why most times a man withdraws when it's a heated argument. If he stays there further, he's going to explode, which usually can lead to a physical abuse or he breaks something or something like that. So he usually withdraws. All right, so that's another reason. Maybe he's the intensity and the tension of the conversation is always too high for him, so he can't keep up. Another one is that he just can't think as fast as you. He can't process as fast as you. You process very quickly. You process very quickly. He can't. If he doesn't keep quiet, he's going to say something that will be used against him in the court of law. You know, you women don't forget. Women don't forget statements. Women process. Women are credible. You know, I tell men that the same way the police tells you, you have a right to remain silent. That's what I tell men. You have a right to remain silent. Or anything you say will definitely be used against you in the court of law. You know, so most of the time when you see the argument, it pivots to other things. How can you say? Then they jump from the main discussion to, how did you say that? Another reason why he's not talking is that he might be afraid of how you will react to what he has in his mind. So he has things in his mind, but he doesn't know how you would take it. I did a whole video titled How to Frustrate Your Man. All right? You can watch that video on my YouTube to help you. Men sometimes are scared to talk because they don't know how you're going to take what they're going to say. You know, so you need to assure them and show them that you're able to handle what they're going to say, even when you feel like blowing up yourself. So he's scared about how you react. That's why. He's just scared. He doesn't know how you're going to react. Another reason why he might not be talking to you is that he's thinking. He's thinking. This one always confuses women. Women don't understand why men need special time to think. Again, like I said, men and women are different. A woman is thinking with and doing everything with her two sides of her brain at the same time. I've shared this many times. Scientifically, they found out that somewhere around 6 months, when a male child is in a womb, there's a rush of testosterone that flows into that baby's brain, and it separates the two sides of the brain. The nerve connecting both sides are separated. So when a man develops, he thinks with only one side of his brain per time. This is why most men cannot multitask as easily as women multitask. Women multitask easily because they are using two sides of their brain. They're juggling two sides of their brain. So definitely they can do many things at the same time. You know, but men usually can't. All right, men usually can't. So women do better. Everybody knows women are better managers. Everybody knows that. You know, it's becoming apparent today because people are putting women as managers now more than men. Because women can manage. Women manage kids, manage house, manage your husband, manage everybody at the same time. Most times, if a man is focusing on one thing, every other thing is neglected. So sometimes he's not talking to you because he's thinking. All right, men need time to think. One woman said at her 20th or 30th year anniversary, I can't remember, she said the first few years of her marriage, she thought her husband was deaf and dumb because he would tell him something and he'd just be looking like this because he's processing. He can't give you an answer 1 week after. She said, you heard what I said? I said, yes, I heard. I'm thinking. Men need to go and think. Women don't understand it, but yes, we do. Men need a special time to think. So sometimes he's thinking. That's why he's not talking to you. He needs to process what's going on. All right? And that reason why he might not be talking to you is that he might have other things in his mind. He might be stressed. All right? Many times women see a man, you know, sitting, frowning, thinking, and she's thinking, why is he not talking to me? Is there another woman? Is there somebody else? No, he might just be thinking of other life's challenges. And like I said, he doesn't think and talk at the same time. So if he's not talking today, he's probably thinking. He's talking in his mind. All right? Men generally were alone in the garden for a long time. In the Garden of Eden, they were alone. So you're not used to talking to somebody. But from the first day a woman came, he had conversation. But a man was alone for many years. So men usually internalize, all right? They pull away when they are going through trouble. They just want to process it, think through the problem before they talk, all right? Women, on the other hand, they talk through the problem, you see. Women, as women are talking, that's helping them process the challenge. Men is opposite. Men need to withdraw and go and think before they can talk. So sometimes that's why he's quiet. It's not you. He might not be upset with you or anything. He just needs to think about what's going on in his life, where he is. Is he succeeding enough? Is he making enough money? Is this where he wants to be in life? So sometimes it's very unrelated with you or to you. So he needs to pull away to think. All right? Very, very important. men do that a lot. Sometimes it can just be his club is just not doing well in Premiership. Arsenal is, you know, losing again, and you are thinking he's another thing. You know, he's just thinking. So he needs that space. All right. Another reason why he might not be talking to you is that he doesn't think you are the solution to his problem. So you see, men and women talk for different reasons. Women talk because of affection. Men talk because of information or solution. So a woman talks to you, if a woman has a problem and she's talking, you know, in the world of women, when you have a problem, you share. That's what you do. You just share with other people because a problem shared is half solved. This is the slogan of women. A problem shared is half solved. They just believe, hey, I see the problem I'm having. That's why there are more women in counseling sessions anywhere in the world than men, because women generally share their problems. And interesting about a woman is that if you just listen to her, she will talk about the problem and also talk about the solution right there. Because she, as she's talking, she's processing. So she will talk herself from the problem to the solution. She's that smart. You don't even have to advise her. And most men make the mistake, they're trying to advise the woman. So, she's saying, oh, my friend that I go to work with, we carpool, you know, we use the same car to work. She's always playing music I don't like. She's always doing this and that. I don't like it at all. It's very frustrating. And the man is just thinking to interrupt her and say, stop going to work with her. But that's not what the woman wants. The woman wants us to talk about this situation. Fill me out. So women talk for affection. They talk to somebody they like. All right? They talk to share. Men, on the other hand, talk for solutions. So this is why if a man doesn't see you as somebody that can solve the problem he's dealing with, he just doesn't see a need. He's not motivated to talk to you about it. All right? He's not motivated to talk to you about it. He just feels, why am I telling you? You can't solve this problem. I need $10 billion. You can't do anything about it. Or I need to, my office, I'm facing challenge in my office. My boss is upsetting me. You can do about it. So why am I going to tell you about it? This is why when you ask a woman, how was your day? I ask a man, how was your day? The answers are different. If you ask a woman, how was your day? She wants to introduce you to everything. She picks some more details. If you ask a man, how was your day? There's only one authorized answer. Fine. That's it. Then the last one, why he might not be talking to you, might just be that he's not into you. Okay? Sadly, that can be a reason why he's not talking to you, that he's not into you. Now, if you're married, you guys have to find a way to rekindle your passion and your love. Maybe you're doing something, or maybe he's drifting away with somebody else. So you need to find a solution to that. Now, if you're single, he might not be into you. If a guy is not calling you, you're in a relationship and he doesn't call you, he might not be into you. I have a message and a video also in a book titled How to Know If He or She Really Loves You. And one of the things I said about men is that when a man likes you, he gives you one of the most precious things he has, which is time. All right? That's what a man values the most, his time. Because men are generally selfish in nature. If he can give you his time, he loves you. All right? So if he's not calling you, he might be into someone else, or he's just not into you. All right? He sees you as somebody he calls, you know, all those men that do flashing, that they talk to you 1 week, disappear for 1 week, call you another week. That guy doesn't like you. He just sees you as somebody, because he feels you're always available. When he's bored, he remembers you. That's not what you're looking for. You need to cut off those kind of relationships. All right, or he gives you what they call, I don't know if I can use the language on air, but he calls you when he just wants sex or wants to have sexual conversations kind of thing. You know, so don't make yourself available for that kind of thing. That guy doesn't love you. Okay, so we're going to move soon to what can I do? What can I do to help my man talk to me more? I'm going to tell you also a few tips. Okay, now I'm going to go into some things you can do to help your man talk to you more. All right, number one, be patient. Be patient. Again, this is one of a woman's biggest frustration. Women have an issue with patience. You know, they just want to express themselves because they're full of emotional energy. Just want to express themselves. You know, when something's happening, they want to talk about it right now. So that's why a woman's favorite word is, we need to talk. And that's a man's most, every man hates to hear, we need to talk. You say, hey, God, what have I done? What is happening? So men dread it. Women love it. You know, so be patient with him. He's not you. All right, so be patient generally about the whole situation. It might not change overnight, but it will change over time, okay? It might not change overnight. It will change over time. So be patient. Number two, be his peace. Be his peace. Men like peace. If you have watched my video on what men want and what women want, you will have learned this. Men like peace. It's all over scripture. They said if a man marries a troublesome woman, he will go to the roof. Or he'll go to the wilderness, meaning a man will strive to get peace no matter the cost. He's going to leave you in the house and run away because he wants peace. This is what Samson, or what Delilah did to Samson. Delilah was Samson's peace. Samson had a lot going on in his life. He had a lot of battles to fight, a lot of things to do, but Delilah was his peace. Men like to you know, talk to someone that gives them peace. So be his peace. Don't be the troublesome woman. Don't be the troublesome wife. Control your emotions. Now, interestingly, I've seen a lot of women that take pride in being troublesome. They even say, this is how I am. Everybody knows me. I'm very stubborn. They know me. I'm a fight. You have to work on that attitude. You have to work on that attitude. This can't be you. All right? Don't be that troublesome person that is always, you know, you must always say your mind. You must have a conversation whenever you want it. You know, be his peace. Stop shutting him down. Stop shouting at him. Stop being hysterical. Scatter the whole house, you know, because you want to talk and all that. Be his peace. He will keep running from you if you spell trouble. If he quits you, he quits speaking with you, he quits communicating with you as trouble, he will keep running away from you. Men always run to peace and they run away from trouble. All right? So be his peace. Learn to be able to accommodate him. Learn to be able to not always flip over the top or whatever, you know, and get, you know, hysterical at every challenge. Okay? Be his peace. It's very, very important. Men like peace. It's one of the major needs of men. Next tip. Learn to ask him questions in a fun way and at the right time. All right? This is very important. The way you are asking the question and the timing is very important. Very, very important. Okay? So learn how to ask him in a fun way, without pressure. Learn how to ask him, you know, in the right time, right frame of mind. Not when he's seriously trying to crack a certain issue, rent is due, the car is spoiled, something else is distracting. Remember, men can't juggle many things at the same time. The reason why it's easy for you, like I said, you are using two sides of your brain. So you can be going through a serious stress and still talk to somebody well. Men usually can't. If they're focusing on one challenge, they usually can't give you enough energy in that. So look for right timing sometimes. And also make sure you're asking in a nice way. The way you're asking, all right, matters. Okay, very important. Next tip, also make sure you're asking the right things. Try to ask him things along the lines he already enjoys to talk about. All right, people say men don't talk. Men talk, they just have certain things they like to talk about. Sometimes the things women like to talk about are not the things men like to talk about. Like I've told you, a lot of the problem is because we don't understand gender differences. This is why some of the biggest pages on YouTube are pages of women doing makeup. And a man can't understand why women will sit down and watch another woman making up herself. For men, that's totally a waste of time. And this is why women can't understand why men can sit down and watch other men chasing a ball, watch 22 men chasing a ball on the field for 90 minutes. Women don't say, why are we chasing the ball? What's the problem? Women don't understand. That's how it is. You must ask him things along the lines he's already interested in, all right? So you become a bit interested. No, if you really love this guy and both of you are in a committed relationship or in a marriage, if he loves football, you better know a bit about football. Know a bit about it. If he loves politics, know a bit about it. Once in a while, you ask him about those things. Once in a while, send him information you get. Maybe somebody sends you a post or a clip or something about something you know you're interested in. Send him, have you seen this thing? I didn't know this. Arsenal has done this. I didn't know Chelsea has done this. You know, I didn't know about this. So men will talk about things they like to talk about. So, hey, be a bit more informed. Next tip, learn to really listen to him, all right? This means don't interrupt, don't just interject. Sometimes listen to him and ask follow-up questions to make sure or to make him be sure that you are actually listening, okay? So don't just be quick to answer, don't be quick to interrupt or interject. Even if you don't agree, ask him more questions. Anytime he actually comes out of his shell to talk, let him come more, let him talk more. Don't be quick to focus on winning the argument or winning the logic or, you know, winning in terms of you, your own ideas. It's important you get him to learn to talk to you more. So actually do listen, all right? Pay attention. And the kind of questions you will ask will show whether you're really listening. And men become impressed when they find out that you're actually listening to them. You see, men are used to not having attention, you see. You need to understand this. Nobody pays attention to a man, really, you know, except he's somebody important. So you need to learn that you must make your husband or your man feel important when he's with you. So ask him those things. Really pay attention. Let him see from your questions and your expressions and your attention that you're actually listening. All right, for real. Next tip, try not to blow a fuse when he's saying something you don't like. If a man associates you, like I said, with trouble, he will run away. So even when he's saying something that you don't like or making a confession that really should get you upset, try to manage your emotions. You remember, you're encouraging him to talk to you, all right? If he's sharing something very delicate or very secretive or something very, you know, it's serious information that normally a private thing with you, be calm. Even if it's something that is really upsetting you, be calm. He's saying, oh, my mother said I shouldn't marry you. That's not time to blow the switch. He will start keeping information from you. Be calm. Listen to him. Listen to what he has to say. What do you ask him what he thinks about the situation. You know, be calm. Later, you can blow the fuse, but right then, you're encouraging him to learn to talk with you. So don't blow the fuse. It's important. Don't just become hysterical. Find out, okay, oh, this is what happened, or that what happened. Even if you don't like how he handled it, remember the key is that you're encouraging him to talk. If he doesn't talk, you don't even know what's going on. If you lose the fuse or blow the fuse, he will stop telling you things. That's what will happen. He will just stop telling you things. Next step, you constantly be open with him, all right? Keep sharing secrets with him. Keep sharing important things with him. Part of what we teach people when they're dealing with difficult relationships is to teach your spouse to love. Sometimes your spouse doesn't know how to love. He doesn't know how to communicate. He's going to learn it from you. He's going to, you know, you're going to bounce off what you are giving, energy you are giving. So you want your husband or your man to be more open. You be more open. All right, be more open with sensitive information, deep information. Remember, this is somebody already, I believe you're already either in a serious relationship with, or you love, or you're married to, so you should know what level of secret to share, okay, based on the kind of relationship. But the more open you are, he learns to be open. If he sees that, oh, this girl is being open with me, you are teaching him, all right, to be open. He might not be used to it, and that happens. Some people are just not used to sharing. So, but once you learn to share, he begins to get a hang of how it works. Okay, you are teaching him to love. That's how we describe it. Next one, I like this one. Show him that you can be resourceful and helpful. Now, remember, men share because of solutions. They don't just share for talking sake. So he might be going through serious problems. If he feels you're not the kind of person that can do anything about it, he won't share with you. So show him from time to time that you are resourceful. If he has something he's going through and you're capable of, you know, doing something about it, let him know you can do something about it. Let him know you're resourceful. Give him ideas. Let him know you actually have good ideas. Sometimes he might even be knowledgeable about what he's facing, but let him know you can at least pray about it. So spiritual resourcefulness is very important. All of our scripture and all of our life. Somebody like me, I enjoy the fact that my wife can pray. All right. I also pray, but I enjoy the fact that she can stand with me in faith. So let him see you are resourceful. Men talk because of solution. He needs to start seeing you as somebody that can, you know, bring solution. He will talk more with you if he feels you can solve it. Men like to talk for solution, not just for information. Okay, so show him you're resourceful in any way you are. And lastly, if your man is not just great with communication, learn to pray. Learn to pray. Especially, I know most of my audience are Christians, and if you're not a Christian, hey, you might need to consider, you know, having a deep and a more serious relationship with God. Learn to pray. The reason is because men are more internally motivated than externally motivated. Women, on the other hand, are very externally motivated, you know, more than men. So men like to figure their own things out. They like to, you know, find their own conclusion to everything. So learn to pray. Learn to pray. So that sometimes he would come up, he would feel more like talking to you, all right? Learn to pray. It's very good. The Bible said the heart of kings are in the hands of God, that God is the only one that can turn it around. So when you pray, you know, you're able to let him talk to you. And also one more, it's okay to also give him space from time to time. Remember I said men like space. So it's okay to give him space. Don't always insist on being in space. He shouldn't equate you with stress. You shouldn't be so much in his space that he's craving being away from you. Do you understand? You can be so much in somebody's space that they are relishing the time they'll be alone. You know, you should give him some enough space so that he will be missing being with you. Okay? Very, very important. So don't always be too in his face every minute, every day. Men need space. The reason is because women get replenished emotionally by company and companionship. Men get replenished emotionally by space. All right? Like I said again, Adam lived in the garden for many years alone. So he gets replenished with space. This is why, for those people that are married, for instance, or people that have had a lot of sexual experiences, you find that after sex, men want space. It's even in the Bible. When Abnom, or what that guy's name, slept with Tamar, he couldn't stand her. She wanted space. Men are like that. They need, once they've had enough or a lot of emotional interactions, they need space to reboot because emotional things wears them out. Because it's not their natural forte, it's not their natural area. So they need reroute, they need space. Women, on the other hand, need companionship when they're stressed. They need somebody to hold them, somebody to cuddle, somebody to talk with them. All right? So give him space. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes he just needs space. give him some space. Be okay. Now, space doesn't mean silence. So you can still send messages here and there, make him know you're around or whatever. But don't be in his face every minute. Give him some space. That's why sometimes men like to go out with men. You know, it's every time they want to hang out with their wife or their woman. Let him go out with men. Now, I hope he's not going to bad places, of course, but men want to go and play football. They're going to do some man things because that's how they get replenished when they are away from you. So it's okay to allow some space. Don't insist that you must always be in his face. All right, and how do you handle this thing? You have something you're doing. Have other interesting things you're doing with your life except you, outside of your man. So don't say your whole life is your husband, your whole life is your man. Then you will always want to be in his face. You will always take any silence or any lack of communication from him as that he's with another woman or something's going wrong. No. Have a life. Have hobbies. Have things you do that are interesting, that keeps you interested. In fact, he'll be more attracted to you when you kind of have a life. He'll be more interested in having conversations with you when there are actually things to talk about other than just our love. You can gist him about how the work is going or how the new contract, how that new project. He's interested in things like that. All right? He can become shy about talking about just romance all the day, all the time, you know, about marriage all the time. So things like that. You have a life, have something interesting you're doing, give him some space and, you know, he'll miss you and then he'll want to talk with you. So I hope this has blessed you. These are a few tips I've learned over the years. Please share this video. There's a sister somewhere that needs to watch this video. So share this video to bless somebody. Don't forget to subscribe. It's really important to us that you subscribe so that we know how many people are being blessed. And write a comment, turn on notifications. And remember, if you need any of our counseling help, any of our materials, go to our website, use our numbers. They're all available on our profile. Please get in contact with us. We'll be glad to be of help to you. God bless you. See you in the next video.